There are measles outbreaks popping up all over the world, including here in the U.S. Falling vaccination rates have a lot to do with it, but could politics be a factor too? Jonathan Kennedy thinks so. He teaches global health at Queen Mary University in London, and he's the author of a new study that links the rise of political populism in Europe to skepticism over vaccines there.
So put simply, we see that countries with high levels of support for populist parties also have high levels of vaccine skepticism. So if we look at countries like Greece or Italy or France, they have very strong, very well-supported populist movements, and they also have high levels of vaccine skepticism. And also, on the other hand, you have countries with low levels of populism and also low levels of vaccine skepticism. So these are countries like Belgium and like Portugal.
What's most concerning about your findings?
If we look at the MMR vaccine in particular,
Measles, mumps, rubella.
That's measles, mumps, rubella. You need something like 95% of the population to be vaccinated in order to have what we call herd immunity. So this is having enough people vaccinated so that you don't have outbreaks. And, you know, the real sad thing is it's not just the children of vaccine skeptics who suffer. It's actually children who can't be vaccinated for medical reasons because they have compromised immune systems. So this is children, for example, who are suffering from cancer and are having chemotherapy, so they can't be vaccinated. And these are people that suffer also. So it's some of the most vulnerable people in the world are being made more vulnerable by this. That's the most concerning thing for me.
People don't vaccinate their kids for all sorts of reasons. I mean, in the U.S., it's you know, way across the political spectrum. A lot of kind of, you know, progressive types don't. And then there's religious concerns. There's somebody had a bad, you know, experience. There's all sorts of reasons. I wonder, in your study, I mean, how do you assign it to political populism? I mean, how do you make – it's a correlation, but how do you say that that's the reason why?
I think we have to look at what populism fundamentally is, and we often think about populism as just being in the sphere of politics, but actually populism is much more far-reaching than that. Populism is a distrust and a hostility towards elites and experts. And so in the political sphere, this seems to be leading to an increase in support for anti-establishment parties and a rejection of the traditionally powerful centre-left, centre-right parties.
One of the most famous anti-vaxxers, of course, is Andrew Wakefield, a discredited former doctor. He famously wrote that article in 1998 in The Lancet linking vaccines to autism. It was totally discredited. Why do you think that it still has currency, that view?
I mean, I'm not really sure. It's been totally discredited, as you say. Wakefield's been struck off as a doctor. He can no longer practice as a doctor. And the vast majority of medics and of people with knowledge of public health give his ideas no currency whatsoever. I guess the reason why he still has some support, and actually he has quite a lot of support, right? He's still remarkably popular among some people. I think he attended one of President Trump's inaugural balls.
Yes, he did. They've had conversations.
Was reported in The Guardian to be dating Elle Macpherson, so in a way he's doing very well. But I think the reason why his ideas still have currency is because they fit well with this post-truth era, or an era where there's been a decay in truth and an increase in distrust in the state and in big business and in authorities of all sorts.
Jonathan Kennedy is the author of a new study that links the rise of populism to skepticism over vaccines. He teaches global health at Queen Mary University in London. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.